cutting down all that marble out in the hall.
Good evening. This meeting will now come to order. I ask you to please turn off, silence all cell phone pages and all electronic devices. This is a regular scheduled meeting of the Zoning Review Board of the City of Atlanta. My name is David Coleman, Chair of the Board, and for tonight's meeting. This is a nine-member board appointed by the Mayor and confirmed by City Council. This board hears applications for rezoning and special use permits. I'd like to introduce you to members of the board present this evening. To my immediate right is Ms. Kieta Holmes, Vice Chair. Other members of the board present are Mr. Mark Reese, Mr. Joe Alcock, and Mr. Calvin Lockwood. Members of the staff present tonight is Ms. Charlotta Wilson-Jack, Secretary to the Board and Director of Planning, and Ms. Taylor Thompson and Mr. Gerard Leonard. The applications will be heard in the order listed on the printed agenda. I'd like to acquaint you with some of the rules and procedures for the conduct of this meeting, which have been adopted by this board. The applicants will be allowed a total of 10 minutes to present their case. Since the burden of proof is upon the applicant to convince the board that the application should be approved, they may choose to do so. They may choose to reserve some of that time for rebuttal following the opponent's presentation. The opposition likewise will be permitted a total of 10 minutes to present their position. Please organize yourself so those who wish to speak may do so within the 10 minutes provided. The opposition is not permitted rebuttal time. Mr. Reese will be keeping track of the time and will inform the chair periodically of the time remaining for your presentation. If you wish to address the board tonight, please fill out one of the blue speaker cards located in the chair in the front of this chamber. When you come to the microphone, please give the card to Ms. Holmes. Before making any remarks, please state your name and your address. This meeting is being recorded, therefore it's very important that you speak directly into the microphone. The board will take two votes on each application. The first vote is on the findings of fact as presented by staff. The second vote is for the approval or denial of the application. It is the second vote that determines the board recommendation to the City Council. At the time of this hearing, each application has been regularly filed with the Bureau of Planning, which prepares the proposed ordinance for each application. The proposed ordinance has had its first reading by the City Council and has been referred to this board for a public hearing. Next, the Zoning Committee of the City Council votes on the proposed ordinance. Then the full council votes to adopt or deny the proposed ordinance. Finally, the mayor has 8 days to approve or veto the ordinance. The Bureau of Planning has reviewed each application in conjunction with various affected agencies and departments, as well as with respect to the adapted comprehensive development plan as required by the City Charter. The staff recommendations, findings of fact, and conclusions are here before us in written form. Each application has been regularly posted, regularly advertised, and notices mailed as required by the zoning ordinance. Comments from the Department of Public Works, the Atlanta School Board, and the County Health Department have been requested. The board must consider each application legally valid and is required to make a recommendation on each application. The rules of the council permit no demonstrations of any kind within the council chambers or within this environment. Please refrain from applause or dialogue during or after presentation. All remarks should be addressed to the board. Please show the same respect to the person speaking that you would expect to receive yourself in return. The application heard tonight will be considered by the Zoning Committee on... Ms. Jackson, do we have a date? To be determined, as well as by the City Council to be determined. I'll now entertain a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
I move that this board adopt tonight's agenda with the...
Thank you.
Second.
Motion has been made and properly seconded to adopt the one case that we're hearing for this evening. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Mr. Alcock. Motion passes.
Nice. I said yay.
Please let me remind you once again to turn off or silence all your electronic devices.
So, Mr. Chair, if we could have the board, it looks like the next calendar would be for the Zoning Committee would be the 14th of September, and then by the City Council on the 19th.
So this case will be heard for the Zoning Committee on before the Zoning Committee on September 14th, 2016, mm-hmm. and before the Atlanta City Council on September 19th, 2016. Mm-hmm. I believe those times are 9:30 and 1 o'clock, respectively. Is that
correct? Yes.
Thank you. Ms. Thompson, will you please read the first and only case for this evening?
Z-1655, an ordinance by Councilmember Kwanzaa Hall to rezone from the MRC3C Mixed Residential Commercial Conditional District to the MRC3C Mixed Residential Commercial Conditional District for property located at 553 Boulevard Northeast, 559 Boulevard Northeast, 485 Boulevard Place, and 489 Boulevard Place, and parcel numbers 14-0047-000, 30524, 14-0047-000, 30508, 14-0047-000, 30516, and 14-0047-000, 30490 for change in conditions and for other purposes.
Thank you. Mr. Patton,
let me start off with the Mr. Patton will speak afterwards. Let me give an introduction to this, since this is a paper that's been introduced by Councilmember Kwanzaa Hall. This paper basically says that it is before you for a change of conditions that were approved in 2006. As the staff report says, the property was rezoned in 2006 to allow for the construction of a mixed-use development that contained retail, condominiums, and townhomes. The property is currently vacant, and as you are aware, shortly after the property was rezoned, there was a bust in the economy, and so the property has just sat, and now the owner wishes to come back and develop it. And staff is of the opinion that the Boulevard Corridor is actually a place where we would like to see the density. So the request is to eliminate some of the conditions that limited the floor area ratio in the previous legislation, as well as some of the other conditions that were not inherent at that time in the MRC designation. So we are also of the opinion that the regulations should govern what is being developed there in terms of the fenestration, in terms of the sidewalks, and there's not a need to place overarching conditions on top of those. So basically, what this says is that we've already have our rezoning, but we want to eliminate some conditions in order to maximize the density that is anticipated for that corridor.
Thank you, Ms. Jackson, for that enlightenment. Mr. Patton.
Good evening. My name is David Patton. My address is 561 Auburn Avenue Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312, and I represent the owner of the parcel currently, Mr. Eric Chu, and I, excuse me, previously represented the owner of the property, Dr. Gabriella Nancy. And as was stated, this is essentially to clean up the conditions that will allow for development. One of the conditions that was dropped, for example, was the cap on the number of units. The cap on the number of units was previously at 34 or 38 units. At the time, I was NPU chair, and the MR legislation was essentially just brand new and being passed, and so the way that we just passed everything at that time was to just condition it on what's put before us. What's essentially happened is it made the project less desirable in terms of development over the years. And what this does is it just brings it in line with the traditional MRC guidelines. The most substantial limitation on it is its 70-foot height limitation, which is in accordance with the Fourth Ward redevelopment plan. And and that's pretty much it. It's pretty much as Ms. Wilson-Jacks stated. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in support of this application? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Or we'll go into executive session.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ms. Holmes.
If there are no comments or questions, I'm prepared to make a motion.
Don't believe that there are any. Please proceed.
With respect to case number Z-16-55, I move that this board accept staff's findings of fact.
Second.
A motion has been made and probably seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Further, with respect to case number Z-16-55, I move that this board send forth a recommendation of approval conditional with the three conditions found on the staff report dated August 25, 2016.
Second.
A motion has been made and properly seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Patton. Good luck.
And thank you very much.
With easy access to other in-town neighborhoods, the Convention and Entertainment District is where big events and family fun meet, while neighboring